The following program originally aired on Wednesday, October 27th, 2021, at 7 p.m. Good evening. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We are Gallatin Valley Community Radio. We're at 95.9 on your FM dial and kgvm.org online. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. It's time now for the Local Musician Spotlight. I want to thank a couple of our underwriters here before we get going. KGVM thanks Bozeman Arts Live for their support. Bozeman Arts Live is a digital platform providing production support, video and audio production marketing, and a platform to local artists and art groups. They're excited to work with Montana Shakespeare in the Parks to host the 19th annual Elise event, named for the late Elise R. Donahue, a dedicated supporter of the arts. This year's event will feature a performance of Shakespeare in the School's production of Much Ado About Nothing, followed by a lively Q&A and discussion with the cast, artistic director and staff, plus dinner in a partially hosted bar. The Elise event will be held on Saturday, November 6th, starting at 6 p.m. at MSU's Black Box Theater. Bozeman Arts Live will also be live streaming the event on their website starting at 6:30 p.m. All proceeds will support the Shakespeare in the Schools program. More information on the event is available at bozemanarts-live.com. KGVM thanks Loken Productions for their support. Loken Productions is hosting the following upcoming music events at the Filling Station in Bozeman. Wizard, Scavenger, and Witch Bitch will play on Monday, November 1st. Careful, it might get loud. And Ryan Aker will have a CD release party with special guest Chandler Huntley on Friday, November 12th. Those are upcoming shows by Loken Productions. You can find out more info and keep up to date on happenings by checking the Loken Productions Facebook page. All right, and a lot of days we've been doing the local musician spotlight out at Pat Loken's studio. He's got a job or something tonight. He's down at the filler getting ready to mix hemlocks. So he's probably, I hope he's digging in his pack for his earplugs. But so we're in the KGVM studios tonight, and we've got a couple of guests. Sam and Lily Platts are here. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Bob.
Yeah, it's I know last year through the winter, Pat came out to you guys' place, and you did a live stream event. Was it every Sunday?
Yeah, we pretty much did it every Sunday. We did that out at the Bar MC south of Norris there at our good friends Matt Mullen and his family own a ranch outside of there, and they have a nice restored barn. We did our live stream from there. Pat was our videographer for that.
Yeah.
/ producer.
Yeah, it's
He was the brains of the operation there.
So, you guys have been doing some shows around this summer and into the fall.
Yeah, we have. We've been lucky with a pretty busy summer and had some really good gigs, some fun gigs, and great change of pace from the summer before. That was a little skinny.
Yeah, where nobody did really anything at all.
But it gave us time to settle down and think outside of the box a little bit. So that was nice. Got to do that show with Pat. That was a really, really good thing to do. And
yeah, keep the cobwebs shaken off.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, cool. So I was wondering, how long have you guys been playing together? And you've got, your band is the Northern Plainsmen?
Sam Platts and the Plainsmen. That is the current name.
Yep, the official name right now.
That's kind of a big question, depending on how you want to look at it. But originally started the band about 10 years ago, and the only original member from there is Jay Kane, and he played bass in that version. That was called Sam Platts and the Kootenai Three, and we started that band up in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and eventually moved down to we moved to Pony, Montana. Just figured we would find a more central location for where we were traveling. We played a lot in Wyoming back in those days, and played a lot in Montana too. And playing the older country and honky tonk, and that's what we were playing a lot of that back then too. Not as a serious kind of Western swing into things that we do now. Back then we had drums and two guitars and bass, just four piece. Yeah. But when we moved to Montana, we kind of started another version. We actually got tired of being asked if we were from Kalispell because we were Sam Platts and the Kootenai Three. And so I came up with the band name Sam Platts and the Plainsmen, and I was sitting outside of the Pony Bar with the owner of the Pony Bar, Scotty Lambert, and he said, "Don't call it that. Call it the Great Plainsmen." So we were Sam Platts and the Great Plainsmen for a while, and we were just tired of writing that down and tired of saying that every time you took a break and introduced the band. So we cut it back down to Sam Platts and the Plainsmen.
Simplified it a little bit. That's usually a good thing.
Yeah, Lily's been playing with us for about 7 years.
Yeah, I think about seven now.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, you started playing with us about the time we moved to Montana. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I remember you guys, I don't know if I ever saw you just with the Kootenai Three, but you guys played with Wiley Gustafson for a little while, didn't you?
Yeah, I played lead guitar and steel guitar for Wiley 4.5 years, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I remembered seeing you here.
And Jay played bass for him for 2 or 3 years, too.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I think I remember you guys played at the Slam Festival, I guess that was probably 2019.
That would have been 2019, yep.
Yeah, I believe so.
Slam, yep.
Yep.
I think that's the last time I've seen you because I haven't wandered out to Stacy's lately. But yep. Well, yeah, it's a and do you have an album as the Plainsmen?
Not yet. No, we at this point we have our 2013 album with the Kootenai Three,
right.
And we recorded that at Peach Street here in Bozeman, in 2013, and but this coming week actually,
next week.
Next weekend we're gonna record a new CD with Sam Platts and the Plainsmen, and that's gonna be Lily and Jay and myself and Bill Dwyer. He's helping produce it, and he's playing electric guitar in the band right now too.
Oh, cool. Where are you going to record that?
We're going to record it at Peak Studios.
Nice.
Yep, here in town.
Yep.
Yeah.
I haven't been there yet, but I've heard great things about it, so looking forward to working with Gil over there.
Yeah. Well, that sounds pretty exciting. I'm looking forward to
that. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's long overdue.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I was wondering if you guys wanted to maybe play a few songs, then we'll chat a little more.
Sure, absolutely. Yep. We'll do you one that we're going to be recording on our new album. This one's called Just in Time. 1, 2, 3. And... sometimes you make me think that I'm your man, but it seems to change from day to day, and I haven't got the time for you to make up your mind. If I'm not wanted, I won't stay. Heartaches are real when you're around. You just pick me up, let me down. The kind of love you give is the kind that never stays. So I'll pack my things and I'll be on my way. And your memory won't torture me into the night. So I'll spread my wings and hit the skies when it comes to fight or flight. And I haven't got the time for love that's blind. So I'm headed out the door just in time. I can't go on this way anymore.
care. One day I'm your only world, the next you're a party girl, and you walk by me like I'm not even there. And your memory won't torture me into the night, so I'll spread my wings and hit the skies when it comes to fight or flight. And I haven't got the time for a love that's blind, so I'm headed out the door just in time. No, I haven't got the time for a love that's blind, so I'm headed out the door just in time.
Is that one of your songs?
It is, yeah. Yep, wrote that one a few years ago.
Nice.
We'll do another one. This one is called Seven Times a Day. Kind of old school country shuffle. And we were talking about this. We've been working on all these songs and really kind of putting them under the microscope and getting them ready to record. And I just can't remember writing this song. I know I did. I'm sure it's my song, but I do not remember writing this song. It's got to be older than 2013 because we recorded it for the Sam Platts and the Kootenai 3 album. And for whatever reason, it just didn't jive that time. And I'll tell you what happened. Wiley was nice enough to produce that album for me, and he did a great job of helping us through the studio process, being young bucks. But he wanted me to play this one too slow. So 7 years later, we're going to do it quick.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three. I wake up to the lonely cold gray dawn, realize that I'm alone, there's no one. I go to read my paper, the subscription's past due. I sit alone and think of you, there's number two. I slip into a sultry daydream. Reality calls me back, there's number three. The afternoon then rolls around, filled with anguish and horror. I give up. My heart sinks, there's number four. And I go crazy seven times a day. Why seven, you ask? I may know if I were sane. And I compare my daily life, I space it out this way. Seven times a day. There's number six.
The cabaret clock strikes 11. I leave a tip and go, it's time for number 7. 7 will get me through this night so blue. Ready to sleep and probably just dream of you. And I go crazy 7 times a day. Why 7? You ask. Why they know? And why we're sane? And I compare my daily life. And I space it out this way. I go crazy 7 times a day. And I compare my daily life. And I space it out this way.
Seemed like a pretty good tempo to me, really.
Yep.
Is that one of the ones you're thinking of for the new album? Or?
Yeah, we're going to record that one.
Nice.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So you got everything pretty well, like all the songs lined up? And
we do, yep. Yeah. Yep, we're as ready as we can be. Yep. Yep, it's kind of a daunting process, but we're looking forward to it, and looking forward to getting something out there that we can get spread around a little further. And
yeah, so when you get it all wrapped up and ready to go, are you going to do CDs and digital?
Yeah, we'll do CDs and digital. I'd like to get a little bit done in vinyl too. There's kind of an audience that yeah. will buy that. And
yeah, it's
especially for our kind of music, it's a good format to listen to to this kind of music on vinyl too.
Yeah, yeah. It's I've been surprised at how much of a resurgence vinyl has made in the last 3 or 4 years.
Absolutely. And we occasionally get people that ask us if we have a vinyl record to sell, and it'd be nice to have one for them.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how things have been lately. I know for a while, apparently, most of the places that pressed records kind of went away, and there weren't a lot of them left. And I think as people started buying more records, it's like, oh man, the backup for getting them pressed got a little long. But it seems like maybe they've made some. I don't know if they've maybe added some plants or something. But it seems like it's getting better from what I've heard. So.
Yeah, I suppose there's probably more and more people getting into producing them and actually manufacturing them.
Yeah.
Because they're definitely coming back.
Yeah, it's quite a thing. A couple of years ago, I went to a show, probably at the Filler or something, and they had cassettes, and I was kind of a little surprised. And then I went to another show, and they had cassettes, and I was very surprised. And I can see for like
about an 8-track.
I have not seen anybody sell at 8-tracks, which
maybe that's what we should do.
There
only
you go.
8-tracks.
Only 8-tracks.
Be like the most hipster thing we can
do. Oh man. Yeah. That'll set you apart.
Listen to your album on Spotify, no, but you can buy a 1971 Buick Skylark.
That's right.
Yeah. And then you can buy our $20 8-track.
They might have been more than 20
bucks.
Yeah.
$50, because right. Who makes an 8-track for you nowadays?
I don't know that anyone does.
But, you know, if you're going hipster, I think they kind of have to be expensive, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's part of it. Yeah.
You just got to spend them trust funds.
Exactly. I mean, if you're going to listen to something while you're eating your avocado toast, I think it's kind of got to be.
Honestly, I think I got the perfect song for that.
Nice.
Here's a... So, since we're talking about bougie stuff, we'll bring it back to earth and play one for the working man.
Which one are you going to do?
If You Haven't Met the Wolf.
Oh.
This one's called If You Haven't Met the Wolf. Wrote this last summer. I think it was last summer.
Yeah, would have been. Yeah.
Yeah. Fun little swing tune about being economically frustrated. 1, 2, 3.
A song that I suspect resonates with quite a few people that live in southwestern Montana now, actually.
Yeah, definitely. Yep.
That's a fun one. Is that a fairly new song?
Yeah, I think I wrote it sometime last summer.
Yeah, it would have been last summer.
Yeah. How was, did you write quite a bit last summer?
Yeah, we've got a couple new songs over probably the last 6 months or so.
Yeah.
Yep. I work on a ranch, especially during the fall and winter, and I do all the feeding and feed the cows and help take care of the horses and all the standard ranch work.
Yeah.
And kind of have a lot of time all on my own. So
yeah.
With a nice backdrop, and I kind of get a few ideas going while I'm out working. And
yeah, out there, yeah, bucking bales. And
wrote one of the tunes that we're going to be recording on the next album, The Cab of the Tractor, out feeding cows.
That's good.
got really supportive employers, too. They said, if you got to write a song, you can stop what you're doing and write your song.
Nice. It's good to have people that get the muse, that the muse might come calling at any time.
Yep.
I was kind of wondering that. I was thinking that you guys, I assume, calve out
We do, yep.
I was thinking, like, when you were doing your, like, the live show on Sundays last year, I didn't really pay attention to when it stopped, but I was like, man, about the time Kevin starts up, I imagine that things get a little dicey to try to be doing anything else, I would guess.
Yeah, yeah, it makes it tough to get out of there every once in a while during the calving season. It's always the best weather during calving.
Oh, yeah, too. Yeah, Montana is pretty reliable for that. So once you, assuming that the COVID thing goes away someday, when you get the album done, do you think you'll try to, like, get out on tour? And
we'd like to, yeah.
Yeah, our plan is to do as much as we can possibly do with it, whatever that ends up meaning.
Yep.
Yeah. So. Yeah, anymore, that's kind of, mm-hmm. you have to remain pretty flexible to figure out what that's going to be, but.
Yeah.
Yep, it's kind of, seems like, especially doing music out in the rural states like Montana, you kind of got to do something else most of the time to supplement it. But over the COVID deal and not being able to play much those previous two summers, it really kind of opened up our eyes, and we realized how important playing live music was to us, and how much we missed it, and kind of we're seeing it through different eyes now and want to do more of it.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I mean, I imagine, I think a lot of musicians, for those of us that aren't, I don't know that we really understand, probably for a lot of musicians, I don't think it's just a thing that they do because they want to. It's a thing that they do because they have to. And I can't imagine if it's a thing that you're kind of driven to do or that's kind of part of your makeup. Last year must have been even more brutal than it was for everybody else.
We were lucky to be able to team up with Pat and put on that show, and able to connect with the other artists that were also going stir crazy.
Mm-hmm. So
it was like having a job, but we didn't have a. It wasn't a well-paying job.
Yeah,
but
no.
Yeah, it was a nonprofit.
It was a good
job.
Time.
Yeah, but it kept us busy.
It was well worth our time to get to know the other musicians around here a little better. I mean, you run into them playing shows and here and there, and you run into them at the music store and visit every once in a while. But it was nice to get together and actually put on an evening show together. And
Yeah, you know, one thing I think that's true. You know, a lot of the places where people can play around here, you're not a lot of times playing with other bands. And there aren't a lot of, you know, bigger shows or festival kinds of things where you get to get on the stage and hang out with a bunch of other bands. So I imagine that would be kind of cool.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah. I wonder if you want to play another.
Sure. For songs off our, that are going to be on our new album, we got a few covers that we're gonna do, and this song is it's an old traditional, and there's a million different versions of it, but it's called the St. James Infirmary Blues, and I actually learned it last fall for a friend of mine's funeral. Oddly enough, I learned it to play it at a funeral. It would be a terrible funeral song if it weren't for another fellow musician, but a friend of mine from Circle, Montana, named Ernie Carlson, he was a picking buddy, and I always enjoyed his version of the St. James Infirmary Blues that he'd play whenever we'd jam or get the guitars out. And he was a big fan of the song, so I learned it to play it at his funeral, and we just kind of kept playing it. The more we played it, the more we liked it, and we kind of put together a beginning of last summer. We kind of switched things up and put together more of a swing band format with no drums, and I'm playing an archtop acoustic guitar rather than a Telecaster, which I would normally play, and just playing the style of what 1940s players would be playing.
Yeah.
And we got this song out with that format, and it just kind of struck a chord, minor chord.
Yeah. It's our spooky music.
And then we added Bill Dwyer to the mix, and he's a phenomenal guitar player. And between the awesome lyrics of the song and what Lily contributes to it and what Bill contributes to it, it just kind of turned into a tune that
made the cut.
We want to record.
Yeah, cool.
Walking slow to the graveyard, I've lost everything I can lose. Now I've even lost my baby. I guess I've got the drunkard's blues. Down at old Joe's bar room on the corner of the square, they were serving the drinks as usual. The regular crowd was there. On my left stood Big Joe McKennedy. His eyes were bloodshot red. As he turned around to the barroom, he saw the very words he said. I was down to St. James Infirmary. I saw my baby there, stretched out on a long white table, so young, so cold, so fair. 17 cold black horses, all hitched up in a line, riding in that pretty little buggy. Goodbye, old gal of mine. So let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be. She could search the whole wide world over and never find a man quite like me. Stetson hat and put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain. Let the Lord know I died standing pat. I want six crap shooters as my pallbearers, a chorus girl to sing me a song, and put a jazz band on my hearse wagon. Raise hell as we roll along. Well, now that you've heard my story, I'll take another shot of booze. And if anyone should ask you, I guess I've got the drunkard's blues.
Nice.
That's the spookiest chord I know. It's an A demented.
There you go. Demented. So on the album, are you going to be playing the archtop mostly?
I am, yep.
Nice.
Yeah, we're planning to record the majority of it completely live.
Yep.
That's
kinda, it's the best way to do our format of things.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of have a pretty strong preference toward that direction. I think, you know, maybe that's not completely true. For some music, I think you can do some pretty interesting things if you know.
Some music, the layering that you can do with multi-track recording is the art of that style of music there. For what we do, it sounds the best with cave tools.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that trying to quantify it is pretty hard, but that the energy when you're playing together and like looking at each other and stuff, it's there. It's a real thing.
And that's kind of a big part of our deal for sure.
Yeah.
Is us playing together. So,
yep.
So most of the songs that you're going in to record, do you play out most of them?
We do. Yep.
Yeah. Give them a chance to evolve after they meet the rowdy public.
It's kind of good to road test them a little bit too and see how they hold up.
Yeah. Have some of them changed very much through that process?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. There's a handful of them that have gone full circle through trying them different tempos and adding and subtracting parts, adding and subtracting chords and moving keys, and it is definitely a trial and error, and you just keep working at it and find out what works best.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing like the feedback of people listening to it.
It's always good to play them with your group too and see what they have to offer and what ideas they have to make the song better.
Yeah. Yeah, and I imagine it's kind of nice to do that when somebody's paying you instead of when you're paying somebody to be in the studio.
Yeah, no kidding. Yep. It's good to do your homework before.
That's for sure. I mean, you know, I guess when you get to be like the Rolling Stones or something, you can afford to sit there and burn that studio time. But until then, it's like, that's pretty precious time, I would think.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah, I think we got time if you want to do another one.
Sure. What we got left here? What's your request, Lily?
Do you want to do an original one or a standard one?
Your choice. Fiddle player's dime.
I see. You can do something upbeat.
Sure.
Whoopie tie I.O.
Yeah. Yeah. This is an old cowboy tune here called Whoopie Tie I.O. I got to figure out the history on it before I record it.
Before it goes out over the airwaves.
It's kind of one of those tunes. It's been around forever. It was probably written turn of the century, if not before. And it's typically done as a waltz. And I'd have to say probably the first time I ever heard this song is hearing a Don Edwards version of it riding around with my grandparents. But
Yeah, we somehow turned it into a fast swing song.
Yeah, and it's I've always loved the old cowboy tunes, and there's, you know, they're very traditional, they're simple, and very open to interpretation. There's a million different verses to all of them, and it's kind of fun to put together your own versions of them. I learned a lot about that with Wiley. He taught me a lot about old cowboy tunes.
Putting your own.
I'm a Wyoming boy, so I've always liked this one here. Ready?
Yep.
1, 2, 3. Well, early this morning,
just fly a cowpuncher riding along. His hat was thrown back and his spurs was a jingle. As he approached, he was singing this song. Me tie-i-o, get along, you little doobies. It's your misfortune and none of my own. Me tie-i-o, get along, you little doobies. You know that Wyoming will be your new home. Send the little doggies on up a long trail. We tie-i-o, get along, you little doggies. It's your misfortune and none of my own. We tie-i-o, get along, you little doggies. You know that Wyoming will be your new home. Texas, with ginseng weeds and the sandburrs grow. But we'll fill you up on prickly pear joint. You boys are ready to head on up to Idaho. We tie-i-o, get along, you little doggies. It's your misfortune and none of my own. We tie-i-o.
I think that worked pretty well as a swing tune.
I miss Miss J on the harmonies on that one.
Yeah, I miss Bill on the harmonies and parts on that one, too.
Yeah, so I guess if people want to check you out, they can head down to Stacy's.
Yes, you can always come see us in person. Or
yeah, we play most Fridays at Stacy's, and we have a Facebook page. We got the whole nine yards. We got Facebook and Instagram, and our website.
Yep. And website is just samplatz.com.
Yeah, and we keep the website up to date, and the Facebook and Instagram up to date. The Facebook and Instagram are probably the best to keep an eye out on where we're playing, because that's current and kind of right. They're literally in the palm of your hands.
Yeah.
Yep. Instagram, we're just at the.plainsmen.
Yep.
Cool.
Follow us on there and Facebook.
You just look up Sam Platts and the Plainsmen on Facebook, and Stacy's most Fridays, and we're starting this Sunday at the Gravel Bar in Ennis. We're going to be doing kind of an afternoon gig, and it'll primarily be just me and Lily like you're hearing right now, but we're going to have a trio on occasion. Bill will probably come play guitar on some of them, and we might get Jay down there to play bass on a few of them. But we're going to be doing every other Sunday at the Gravel Bar. So
starting Halloween Sunday.
Yeah, starting this Sunday.
Yep.
Well,
4 to 7. And they got great food there. It's a great bar and great people that run it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Well, I hope people take advantage of that. And looking forward to the new album.
Yeah, hopefully, we are too.
Hopefully the recording process goes smooth as silk. And that'll show up here pretty soon.
Come in under budget.
There you go.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you guys for coming in very much, especially like the shortest notice probably possible. And so I really appreciate it. And we'll look forward to seeing you again. We're going to switch things up a little bit. And then we've got Stephen Stefan is going to be here in the studio, and we're going to give a listen to, we'll just listen to it, but her new video is dropping imminently. So we're going to check that out and talk to her for a little bit. So stay tuned here for the Local Musician Spotlight on KGVM, and we'll be right back. KGVM thanks Bozeman Arts Live for their support. Bozeman Arts Live is a digital platform providing production support, video and audio production marketing, and a platform to local artists and art groups. They're excited to work with Montana Shakespeare in the Parks to host the 19th annual Elise event, named for the late Elise R. Donahue, a dedicated supporter of the arts. This year's event will feature a performance of Shakespeare in the Schools production of Much Ado About Nothing, followed by a lively Q&A and discussion with the cast, artistic director and staff, plus dinner in a partially hosted bar. The Elise event will be held on Saturday, November 6th, starting at 6 p.m. at MSU's Black Box Theater. Bozeman Arts Live will also be live streaming the event on their website starting at 6:30 p.m. All proceeds will support the Shakespeare in the Schools program. More information on the event is available at bozemanarts-live.com. KGVM thanks Loken Productions for their support. Loken Productions is hosting the following upcoming music events at the Filling Station in Bozeman. Wizard, Scavenger, and Witch Bitch will play on Monday, November 1st. Careful, it might get loud. And Ryan Aker will have a CD release party with special guest Chandler Huntley on Friday, November 12th. Those are upcoming shows by Loken Productions. You can find out more info and keep up to date on happenings by checking the Loken Productions Facebook page.
Got a new tune?
All right, we're just getting things set up here, and we'll be rolling here in a sec. I'd like to introduce Steven Steffen. We had her in the studio here when she released her EP, I guess, which was this summer-ish. My sense of time is never great and lately has been terrible, but I think we're going to get a chance tonight to listen to the video. We'll just be listening to it, but the video for her new, well, for a song that's on the EP, I believe, right? So thanks for coming into the studio tonight.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
And yeah, if you want to maybe tell people a little bit about the song, and I'll try to get the link loaded up here.
Sure. So I released my EP Creature back in July, and the music video is going to be out this Friday, and I'm really excited for everyone to see it. It was a huge collaborative effort with a bunch of amazing local talent here in Bozeman, Montana. So I'm just really excited for everyone to see it.
Yeah. So did you recorded the songs for the EP here in Bozeman?
Yes, I recorded them here at Jericho Studios.
Nice. So yeah, I'm just getting the link loaded up here. And you said it'll be, sorry, I wasn't paying enough attention. When is it actually going to be released to the population at large?
It will be live on YouTube this Friday.
Nice. Man, the whole YouTube thing makes stuff like that a lot easier.
Yeah, definitely.
So this song is called Creature, right?
Yeah.
All right.
No way. it's no mistake that in a world so bleak, something more like a winged beast would spawn right here. Could I fall so deep into a death-like sleep? Perpetuated as my greatest dream. No. Self-love and self-disgrace. Oh, my dear. Ooh, don't call me by that name. Don't claim me by my
was a fun, really interesting, a lot of visual imagery there.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't want to give away too much before most people have seen it, but it was so fun to film, and you're the first person to see it, actually, like the first person outside of my team. So,
wow.
Yeah, really special, Bob.
I'm honored. So you said you filmed here?
Yeah, I filmed here in Bozeman, and we kept it like pretty local, actually. I don't want to say exactly where we filmed until people have seen it, but yeah, it wasn't that hard. I mean, like here in Montana, it's not that hard to find like really beautiful scenery and woodsy scenery. So it wasn't, yeah, it was really easy.
Yeah. So did a lot of your team that worked on it travel here from...
No, they're all here locally in Bozeman. I worked with some really great talent. I worked with Namdi Kaniga, who is a local filmmaker here. I worked with Logan Kern, who's an amazing cameraman, director of photography, and Marie Luke, who did the editing. And then she was also kind of part of helping film and stuff. And there was a whole crew of people. The choreographer of the music video is my good friend back in New York named Elizabeth Lee. So I got in touch with her like a while back about it. So it was a long process. It was like extremely premeditated. but when it all came together, it was really exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember. Is the song pretty much the same mix as on the EP?
Yeah, it's the same exact
same song. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. So Friday, people can find that out on YouTube. And are you working on anything more that you can talk about? Or
not quite yet. I do have a couple of things coming out before the end of the year, and a bunch of things planned for the upcoming year. But I'm just really excited for everyone to see this video. It's like a great, like, wrapping of the entire project and stuff. I think it all kind of like built up to this video and the collaboration it took. So I'm just really excited for people to see it.
Nice. Yeah, I encourage people to check out the EP. The EP is called Creature. Mm-hmm. And I really like that song. I really like the song Astria as well. So
thank you. Yeah.
Like, encourage people to check that out and check out the video. And if people want to keep track of what you're up to, what are good ways to find out?
Just Instagram underscore Steven Steven would be Steven Steven or Steven Stefan, however you want to pronounce it, on Instagram. And you'll find my YouTube channel on there as well as my Spotify artist profile. So anything that you need to like listen to me or see me will be there.
Find it there.
Yeah.
Cool. And I remember last time you were here and we were talking, you were headed out to New York to do a show.
Yes. Yeah. I did my EP release show back in New York and it was so fun. I had a huge turnout and it was really great. I got to see a bunch of old friends that I hadn't seen in a while, especially like because of the pandemic and quarantine. So that was really exciting. It was just, I think at the end of the day, like getting to share it is what kind of like makes you feel fulfilled with the project and the effort. So that was definitely like worth waiting for and working for. Yeah.
Nice. Well, thank you for coming in and for sharing a preview sneak peek. You got to hear about it here first. And we're looking forward to watching it on Friday. So thanks again and good luck on whatever comes next.
Thank you for having me. Really All appreciate right. it.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in tonight to the Local Musician Spotlight. We'll be back again next Wednesday night, and I think we'll be out at Loken's production studio for a simultaneous live stream and broadcast. So keep it tuned right here to KGVM.